MP3s and NPCs.
Hello, humanity. Food services are good. This is MP3s and NPCs, music and gaming for you and me. My name is Terrence Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about some news, obviously. Play music. Same old that you come here for. New episode out now. The Future Game Show Spring Showcase went down last week, and a lot of great titles were featured. Blockbuster Inc. is one that really stood out to me. It's a movie studio simulator game where you could try to become the next big producer in Hollywood. That one drops on June 6th on PC. Another title that caught my eye is Simon the Sorcerer Origins, which is a prequel to the 1993 title Simon the Sorcerer. Rick Astley is composing a new song for this game. So that's something very, very interesting. No release date for this game is out just yet. Tenebris Somnia is something that's also very interesting. It's an 8-bit game, an 8-bit horror game with live action cutscenes, which is a very cool, very unique thing to see. That game is slated for a 2025 release. Lots of good stuff announced. I'll post a Future Game Show link in the show notes. Time for some music from South Africa-based indie folk artist Ginger Wynn. This is their new single, Super 8. The track was produced by David Barron, who is best known for the work with the Lumineers, Shania Twain, and Shawn Mendes. More music from the artist is coming soon. Check it out, Super 8 from Ginger Wynn.
Hilltop towns and seas of green surround. Strolling cats.
That Stardew Valley update though. Developer Eric Barron dropped a massive 1.6 update for Stardew Valley last week. If you haven't touched this game in a minute like me, you're going to be shocked at the amount of additions and fixes. Four new events have been added, including the Desert Festival, which is a three-day event in spring that can be accessed after the bus is prepared. So many items have been added to the game as well. You can give dogs and cats hats. Baby Toss has a chance to crit. If you like tossing babies, Stardew Valley is the game for you. I obviously can't go over all these changes, it's a lot. The link to the full update is in the show notes if you want to check it out for yourself. Hopping back into the music with Brooklyn electronic artist M. Wagner. This is their new track, We Can Stay. This is the title track to Wagner's forthcoming album, which is slated for May 17th release via Extremely Pure. Check it out, We Can Stay from M. Wagner. Thank you. The One Piece Music Symphony is touring the world in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the One Piece anime. The trek kicks off on June 1st in Seoul at KBS Hall, and it'll feature a slew of stops in North America, Australia, Southeast Asia, Germany, and France. One Piece composer Koei Tanaka and singer Hiroshi Kitadani will appear at the Los Angeles and Paris shows. The LA show takes place during Anime Expo, so you can expect that show to sell out quickly because of the massive amount of anime fans coming to the region that weekend. I actually missed seeing Kitadani perform in Los Angeles earlier this year. They sang a bunch of One Piece songs at Bandai Card Games Fest at the Los Angeles Convention Center back in January. I missed out on it because I didn't know they were performing until it was too late. Anyway, tickets for these shows are on sale to general public right now. I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can buy some tickets. Gonna get back into the music with Kate Clover. The LA punk artist will deliver their new studio album, The Apocalypse Stream, on April 5th via SVR. This is their latest single from the album titled Here Comes the Love Bomb. Clover is currently promoting the record on tour, which features dates in the United States and Europe. Check it out. Kate Clover, Here Comes the Love Bomb.
Love.
Roller Coaster Tycoon is celebrating 25 years with some official merch. Atari launched an online store where you can purchase some sweet, sweet Roller Coaster Tycoon gear. T-shirts, water bottle, hoodies, desk mats, lots of available right now. When it comes to the new merch, Wade Rosen, chairman of and CEO of Atari, said, "We are excited to celebrate such an important milestone with Chris and all Roller Coaster Tycoon fans. Roller Coaster Tycoon is a rare game that continues to inspire joy amongst players 25 years after it was first introduced." Atari operates Roller Coaster Tycoon games under a license agreement with game creator Chris Sawyer. The last game in the Roller Coaster Tycoon franchise was 2020's free-to-play mobile game, Roller Coaster Tycoon Puzzle. Getting back to the music, with Australian instrumental rock band The Omnific. This is their new single, Basecamp, which stems from their forthcoming studio album, The Laws of Augmenting Returns. The record is slated for a June 7th release via Wild Thing Records. The band will have a slew of tour dates in Europe and the UK this summer. Check it out, Basecamp from The Omnific. Thursday night, I went to a special Crunchyroll Spring 2024 preview event showcasing four upcoming series coming to the streaming service this spring. The first show that aired was the first episode of the new season of Black Butler, the Black Butler public school arc. I don't watch Black Butler, so a lot of this was just a nod my head moment. It looked great. If you're a Black Butler fan, you've been waiting for a fourth season for a legit decade. Season 3 debuted back in 2014. The last Black Butler anything was the 2017 movie Black Butler, Book of the Atlantic. Black Butler fans are going to be excited to see their favorite characters back after so long. I like the devil as a part-timer, so I feel their pain about waiting a long, long time. Next up, it showed us the first episode of A Condition Called Love. This is a cute-looking show based on Megumi Morino's manga of the same name. Basically, the show is about finding love at a young age and how relationships form and such. We get introduced to the main characters, Hotaru and Saki. Hotaru is skeptical about love, while Saki is still trying to find it. If you're into romance, you'll dig A Condition Called Love. Great show if you're into romantic stuff. They showed us Astro Note next, and this was a complete surprise of a show. This is an original anime series, which has been a trend lately. A slow but steady rise of anime coming out that's not based on a manga series. Visually, the show is a gem to watch. During the opening scene, I legit thought the Fox Kids logo was going to appear on the bottom right corner. It was such a visual throwback for me. I looked up the animation studio for this show and discovered it was Telecom Animation Film. They worked on a lot of cartoons that I watched growing up. Heathcliff, Animaniacs, The Real Ghostbusters. Outstanding resume. Story-wise, the episode introduces a wacky cast of characters and has a very wild plot. You're gonna have to watch and see how wild it gets. That's all I'm gonna say. The last anime showcase at the event was Kaiju No. 8, which is easily one of the hottest new anime shows coming out this year. Not even just this season, just the year in general. Everyone wanted an anime adaptation of this manga series since it came out. Visually, the show can get messy when it wants. Strong Chainsaw Man vibes with this one. One highlight for me during the intense moments involved in the kaiju was the music, which was composed by Yuta Bando. Great music to go along with the action on screen. This will easily be action anime of the year. Out of the four, Astro Note was the standout show for me. Kaiju and Black Butler had big established fan bases going in to their forthcoming premieres. As an original anime series, it's easily something that could very well be anime of the year for me. Big thanks to Crunchyroll for inviting me to the preview event. I'll link a list of forthcoming anime coming to Crunchyroll this spring in the show notes. The last song I'm going to play is from New York City collective Gramercy Arms. This is the track Never Say Anything from their forthcoming studio album The Making of The Making Of, which will arrive on April 26th. Check it out. Never Say Anything from Gramercy Arms.
Breathless on the landline call, writings on the basement wall. Close your eyes and never say anything. Careful asking what you want when the day's short and the nights get long. Whose side are you on? Is there such a thing as right and wrong? Do you just sit still, never say anything? In the here and after, not much matters, but mindshare raptures ring. Close your eyes and never say anything. Close your eyes and never say anything. bite your tongue, cause somebody's listening in. In the hearing after, not much matters, but nightshare raptures ring. Are the walls really closing in? Or should you just sit still, never say anything? Where were you when the lines got drawn? Do you hear that sinking sound? Tune out, turn it on. Opt in and rewind the underground. Close your eyes and never say anything. Bite your tongue to sound that is listening in.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of the MP3s and NPCs podcast. Hope you dig the music. Hope you dig the news. Yeah. Until next time, humanity.